Today's shiur is Babasra Kuf Lamed Vav. Kuf Lamed Vav, as we keep going through Yesh Nochlin. Three Yesh Nochlin, another five blad or so to the parak. And today's shiur again is sponsored Lili Nishmas Yosef Rafal Ben Isar. Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, sponsored through tomorrow. Through tomorrow, this year is sponsored Lili Nishmas. Okay, so we are on Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. And the Gemara just brought up a specific lashon that is used regarding a shchiv mirav versus a daidaki. Remember the Mishnah said if somebody's a daidaki is found next to a person, we don't assume that it was given unless it was given to someone else. Zicha bala acher, then automatically it works. So the Gemara discussed what's the difference between a daidaki, a dot to hei ka'i, which is a document which only kicks in after the person dies, versus a matana lachar misa, which kicks in mehayom lachar misa. That some of it will go for mehayom, and some of it will go lachar misa. So the Gemara spoke about what happens if somebody uses the lashon of starting fifth to last skinny line. The Gemara brought up the sugya. What if you use a lashon of kisvu a shchimira? Uses a lashon of kisvu v'tnu mana laploni v'ames. Somebody uses that lashon. He tells Adim, write and give mana to Ploni. He could have just said, he's a shchiviraz. He could have just said, give it to Ploni. But instead he says, kisvu v'tsnu mana to Ploni, v'meis, and then he dies. So the Rishonim explain, then you cannot do it after Misa, because maybe he only wanted it to be done with a shtar, and a shtar doesn't work, la'achar Misa. So the Rashbam and the Rambam both say that this case is talking about where the shtar didn't even get to be written before the person dies. The person died before the ksiva. That's the Rashbam here. And you can look up the Rashbam about the sixth wide line. Umeisa shchimira kodim shekasvu v'drasilos hashtar l'makabal matana. So therefore you can't write it afterwards because there's no shtar l'achar misa. If you look in the Ravid on that Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah, so you just say no, even before the Mesira. Even if it's written beforehand, so it shouldn't matter, even if as long as the Mesira was not done, you also have the same problems. That is the Rashbam and the Rambam versus the Ravid. The Ritva has one other pshat on the Gemara, which I alluded to yesterday. The Ritva says, Pirish Rashbam v'harambam, the Davka Shemes Kodem Ksiva, v'eino nachon, says the Ritva, to kivan to Amar v'tnu, ba'amira ba'alma hu nosein, v'eich zeh zochem ichayim mitar ashtar. So he says, even if, the implicit shita of the Rashbam and the Rambam is that if they kisvu v'nasnu mechayim, it would be okay. Right, that's what it seems to be clear. If they gave it mechayim, then sure it would be okay. The Ritva says, even if that's true, it should not be good. Because how could he be zoche mechayim? It's all about la'achar misa. So how could anything work mechayim? So the Ritva says, a nupshat, v'apir shenachon delav dafka v'meis. Meis has nothing to do with this problem. The problem here isn't that the person died before something took place. It's just saying that what usually happens to a shchimira after they give commands, they usually die. Rove gosis in lamisa. A gosis is not exactly the same thing as a shchimira, but once somebody reaches that stage, she'ein derech lichtov tzava shchimira ad lachar misa. V'hainu time in demilsa. Says the Ritva, you know what the problem in this case is? Not because it's an issue of when the guy died, but the man shchimira kiva d'lo kanya el lachar misa. The whole man shchimira, as we're going to learn in the next parak, is a unique din that works after a person dies, even though a person cannot make kinyanim after they die, except Yerusha. We spoke about the first day of this parak. How does Yerusha work? Is Yerusha really a Morish, is it a hakna'a on behalf of the dead person the second before he dies, or is it afterwards? We spoke about that on Daf Kuf Ches. So says the Ritva, the whole idea of Manash Chimira is that it works after Misa. V'Rabbanan, who the tikkun kadesh lo titarev daito, and it's a tikkun to Rabbanan that a person doesn't get upset because he cannot do what he wants to do. V'Shavya Yerusha demakne ba'amira, and the Rabbanan say, oh, it's just like Yerusha. Eino kone ela kashu ose kitakanas chazal lahaknosa ba'amira. The magic of Manash Chimira is that Chazal allow you to do this even with just talking. Just say what you want to be done, and it'll be as if it's done. Similar, which we have on a Daraisa level, we had last week. Amirasa l'gavah kemisirasa l'hedyot. Giving something to Hektish is in lieu of a kinyan. Maybe it functions as a kinyan, but it's in lieu of a kinyan. So to on a drabbana level, he doesn't say this, but I'm adding it. So to on a drabbana level, amira by a shchiv mira is like a kinyan of a bari. So what happens though if a shchiv mira tries to use regular ways, regular avenues of kinyan? So that doesn't work, says the Ritva. Because that's showing that you don't want to use the special magic of the Takanas Chazal. Aval imrotza lahaknos lahachar misa b'shtaro b'kinyin k'din man is bari eino klum. That doesn't work. Deha, here's the Lashon, arkevei atrei rikshi. You're riding on two horses. What do you mean you're riding on two horses? Because you're trying to do manas shchimera, but you're trying to have the power of a manas bari, of a shtar and a shtar matana. So that can't work. Says Rav, that's the problem here. Because this is a shchivira that's trying to go through the avenues of normal matnas bari, and that's why it doesn't work. Right? You can apply the principle of kalamosiv goreya here. It only works because Chazal said it works because of your amira. But here he's not trying to go through amira. He says kisvu v'tznu. The second they say kisvu v'tznu, oh, you don't want to go, you don't want matnas shchivira, you have matnas bari, so the whole thing doesn't work. It doesn't matter if the guy dies or not. And who makle gabar ye makle me akshav chen kol yosef baze vachi kamar ein Torah star la achar misa the chol star daitaki ein star makne el star maskeres the star raya ba alma. Okay, so that is the Ritva's pshat, new pshat in the sugya. The case of zika ba la achar, you can have a daitaki. A daitaki is not a matana of me akshav la achar misa. Right, the case of the that they were arguing about is a case where a shchimira says kisvu v'tznu mana laploni, which sounds like a regular avenue they're trying to give a shtar matana. A daidaki is specifically it says dot tehel mekem lios, that special lashon which is going through. This should be forever with this person. That's specifically allowed. Okay, that takes us through the Ritva, and now we move on to what we were saying yesterday. So we said that there were two versions of how this shita was reported. The first version was that Rebbe Lazar said that be very careful with this halacha. First Rebbe Yochanan said be very careful, and Rebbe Lazar said you're right, be very careful. And the second version was that Rebbe Lazar said it, and Rebbe Yochanan said no, yeah, be very careful with this halacha. And the Gemara says that makes more sense, that Rebbe Yochanan is the one that agreed with Rebbe Lazar. Number one, because Rebbe Yochanan was his Rebbe. So if you have a Talmud that says something, so it's good. If Rav Moshe Feinstein says something, and then I say, oh yeah, be very careful, right? It makes no sense, right? Because the Gadol Hador says it, and then someone else. But if somebody else says it, and then Rav Moshe says, yes, oh, you got his haskama. If you get his haskama, right? What's a haskama in the front of a sefer? Right? You have a haskama, or somebody greater gives his stamp of approval to what you wrote. So that's a haskama. You don't have the opposite. You don't have the Gadol Hador asking from lowly individuals for a haskama. So that's why it makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan gave a haskama to his Talmud, Rabbi Lazar. So that is point number one, why we think Rabbi Lazar said it and Rabbi Yochanan agreed. We're on the fourth wide line now, in the middle. Va'od, and another raya that Rabbi Lazar is the one that said it, is because we have a report that Rabbi Lazar said it. Tashma, to Rabbi Lazar Amra. Another raya that Rabbi Lazar said it, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one that came afterwards. The Shalach Ravin Mishpeh Rabbi Avahu. Ravin sent in the name of Rabbi Avahu. Haviyodim, you should know. Shalach Rabbi Elazar Lagola Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Elazar sent to the diaspora, to the Gola in the name of Rabbeinu. Shchiv Mira. Sha'amar Kisvu Vitzun Wana Laploni Vameis Ein Kosav Anostin. Shemalokam Laknoso Elabishtar Vain Shtar Lachamisa. So you see, that report was said by Rabbi Lazar. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tivadeg. And Rabbi Yochanan says afterwards, Tivadeg. Yeah, it's got to be checked out. You see Rabbi Yochanan added on, you have to check it out. My Tivadeg. What does Tivadeg mean? What is that adding? So the word Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, when Rav Dimi came, many times Ravin and Rav Dimi both came from Eretz Yisrael, and they have different reports. So here we have this first report of Ravin, the name of Rabbi Avo, and now we had Rav Dimi came along and explained Rabbi Yochanan's statement. What does Tibadik mean? Omar, he said two things. Number one, Daidiki Mevateles Daidiki, something that's going to come up later in the parak, that a one Shchiv Meira, his wishes can be Mevatel, his earlier wishes, meaning he can change his mind before he dies. Daidaki mevatelat daidaki. We're going to get to when that occurs. But the second line is what's important for us now. Shchiv mirash amar kisvu v'zrumana laploni v'ameis rowin. You check it out. You're bodek. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. You have to check out why the shchiv mirash said what he said. Im kimiyape es kocho. If he only said this lashon of kisvu v'tznu in order to strengthen the power of the Makabel Matana. We'll have to figure out how we know that, but if we could figure out that he's just being strengthening the coast, and then you write it. Meaning then the Ritva's problem we just mentioned doesn't get off the ground. If it's clear that he wants to go through the avenues of Shchimira, but he wants to do everything he can. Not only that, but like, you know, anything I could do for this guy, for this Makabel Matana, I want to do. So if it's clear that he's going through the avenues of Shchimira, but he's just trying to add on, then Kosvin. Then you could write it. V'imlav. But if not, if he's really trying to go through the avenues of a regular Matana ain't Kosvin, then you wouldn't be able to write it. So you see from there, the Rabbi Elazar said it, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one that talked about it after the statement was said. You should make sure, you should do this. So therefore, a second raya, one misvara and one from a text, why Rabbi Elazar must be the one that said it. Good. Moser Rabbi Amamol asked on this, Bari Sha'amar Kisvu V'tznuman Leploni. A bari who says kisu v'tzumana l'ploni v'meis in cause of an oslin. So a bari, a healthy person who writes this, it doesn't work. Mashma hashchiv mira cause of an oslin. Mashma hashchiv mira can do this, but we just quoted from the name of Elazar or Rabbi Yochanan that it cannot be done. If somebody says kisvu v'tznu, again Rashbam and Rambam all say what's the problem because the person died too early. Ritva says no, it's a more fundamental problem because he's trying to use the regular matana avenues, and here it says it works. So who most of Avu Mefarik L'Rav Abramamal himself asked the question, and he answered it. Miapes Kocho. When does it work? If it's clear that he's just doing it to strengthen the hand of the acceptor of the matana. Hey Chidam Miapes Kocho. How do you know? What's the case of Miabes Kocho? Kita Amar Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda says later on in a different context, V'kanina minei mosif al matanta da. If it's clear where he wrote, a kinyan should be done adding on to this matana. Meaning he's doing it to give it more strength, totally extra. I know it's not needed, but I'm doing it for extra security. So it's not called a mosif gore in this context. If it's clear that you're being mosif, not me'ikar hadin. If that would be the difference. If you're trying to be mosif in the quality me'ikar hadin, that would be called a mosif goreya. Here, you know what the ikar is. I'll give a marshal in a minute. Let's just finish. Hachanami, da'amar ar ksu af ksu v'chasumu v'avulei. You know what? Even do banish chimira, but even do this. Once you have that even line, so then it's clear that you know what exactly is the ikker and what is the hosafa. So therefore, it's not a problem. So whenever it's miapes kocho, it would be okay. Right? A mashal gabi, I just thought of that. Right? If you're mosif, it's okay. If you're mosif, as long as it's clear that you're being mosif, it's not changing. So this is Rav Hirsch and Parshas Bereishis. Rav Hirsch writes many mafarshim talk about the first one to add a siyug to the Torah. Who's the first one to make a din drabanan? To make a gzeira. The first one in history to make a gzeira. It's Chava. Right? Many people say, oh, how could the rabbis do it? Don't blame the rabbis. It's Chava was the first one. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't eat from the tree. And Chava said, I'm not even going to touch the tree. Right? Parshas Bereishis. So the idea was wonderful. The idea of adding on. The problem is, says Rav Hirsch, that she blurred the lines between law and chumrah. Between halacha and chumrah. If she would have told the Nachash, Hashem told me not to eat from the tree, and I'm not even going to touch from the tree, everything would have been fine. The fence is different than when it's there to protect. But what did Chava say? Hashem told me not to touch the tree. Once we blur the line, says Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, between law and chumrah, so then many times between the fence and what it is supposed to protect, once the lines are blurred, so then many times it gets too hard and the whole thing falls apart, and even what's inside falls away. And that is very halachal. That was the problem with Chava's geder, Chava's chumrah, and it's very true. A lot of times we blur the lines and we take upon ourselves, or we see people take upon themselves extra behaviors, and it becomes a din to them, and then when they can't keep it up, they throw everything away. I can't do it, forget it. We always have to know. what's the daraisa, what's the drabanan, what's the minhag, what's the chumrah. Always have to be careful exactly to know what is what. So here too in halacha, if we know what's the din and what's the chumrah, wonderful, fine, it works. The second that we blur the lines and we think we're being machmer, then we think it's all one package, and therefore it is not going to work. But you see, the case is, if you add on a kinyan, so then, which doesn't really, is not really needed, then it is okay. We find elsewhere that sometimes kinyanim are done for reasons, not because they're needed, but just for extra padding, so to speak. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchas Mechira. We mention these Rambams usually when we talk about kinyan chalipin, and we talk about the uniqueness of kinyan chalipin, that chalipin is unlike or sudar, right? We discussed this at least back on Daf Mem. That was one of the last times we discussed, or Lamites. I don't know where, Daf Mem, we spoke about it. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Yisroch Lamar Ksuvo. We spoke about how Chalipin is a unique Kinyan. It's not like the others of Chazaka, Meshicha, Hagbah, where there's a focus on a Maisa Kinyan. Chalipin is different. The focus of Chalipin is the Das Kinyan. Because what? I pick up a handkerchief and I'm Kona the item. It's obviously symbolic. And there are many rayas to this, but the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Mechira. Says the Rambam, Yesh dvarim harbe she'ein tzrichin kinyan, ve'ein l'kinyan bahem tam. Many things don't need a kinyan, and there's no reason to do a kinyan. Kagon, ha'meshach ra'avdo, if I free my slave. How do I free my slave? I free my slave either with kasef shtar, right, there's ways. Oh, ha'megari shizishto, person divorces his wife. Oh, ha'osa shliach, I make a shliach. Right, if the balabas makes the rabbi a shliach to sell his chametz, so meikar adin, the appointment is all you need. The appointment is all you need. Oh, hamoser moda, or I tell somebody that you know what I'm about to do is not going to work. I don't mean it. Oh, mevata moda. Oh, hamochel lechavei rochov, or hamochel something. All these things you don't need a kinyan, but you know what? The minhag, says the Rambam, is to do a kinyan. Right? You lift up a pen, you lift up a handkerchief. Nagu rova makomos lahaknos lamixas elo adreb chayotzi bohen. V'omrim v'kaninu miploni sha'asa ploni shliach. Osha macha laploni chov sheish lo etzlo. Osha bita moda, etc. V'yafa b'sheino tzarech. You do it. Why do people do it? It's not needed. Kinyan zesh nagu lahaknos be'elo advarim. Eino moel klum. Halachically, it doesn't help. You don't need a kinyan. Ela lahodia she'ena omer dvarim elu kimisachek umahatel. Ela shegomar belibo v'yachach amar. You know what this kinyan does? It just shows and reflects Gemira's das. It concretizes the das of the person. That's all it does. The thing happens anyway. But to show everyone that you are serious about what is happening, that's why it occurs. So again, this is an example of chalipin that is not needed. It's extra for greater security. Just like an argamara. It's extra because I want this Makal Batana to really get it. So therefore the Shchimirat does it. But it's not really needed. Lafichach, im Omar belief shalim ani omer, v'gamarti lasad avrezeinu tzarech. If a person says, I really mean this, you don't need the Chalipin. Because that's exactly what the Chalipin is doing. That's the Rambam Menuchas Mechira, Perek Hey. Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel. Okay, important Rambam. Finishing up, last three lines before the Mishnah, Itmar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Kosev Venosnin. V'chein Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Kosev Venosnin. We are Kosev Venosnin in this case, as long as we know it was done Kimiapes Kocho. As long as we know it was done to strengthen the Makabel and not to go through different kinds of avenues. Good. Next Mishnah. Hakosev Nechasev Labanav. Somebody writes their property to their children. What's the case? The case, says the Rashbam, is a bari, a regular healthy person that's getting married, and he has children from a previous marriage. And he doesn't want his nechasim to be meshuba to his wife, says Rashbam. Right, he wants his previous sons to make sure to get certain properties of his. And he wants at least for them to ultimately get it. Right now, okay, it can go to my second wife. But he wants his first children to ultimately get it. He and his wife will have rights over the produce, but ultimately will go to the children. So Akosin Chazal Abanav is writing it to his children. If you want that type of arrangement that you are going to eat some of the produce now, the peris, but the guf, it will eventually go to the children. So you have to write, mehayom ulachar misa, which is understood as, mehayom, today the guf is going, the principal is going to the children, and lachar misa, after he dies, then the peros will go. You have to use that lashon of, mehayom ulachar misa.
The same thing
This is similar to the banin dichrin idea of the opposite, of the woman bringing it into the marriage. That's a tznaik suba. So you don't even have to write it. Or we possibly don't even have to write it, it's automatic. Because once Chazal made that takana, then it's automatic. Right, if you just look at the interesting lashon of the Rashbam on the sixth line of the Mishnah, in the Rashbam, Mehayom yehekani lecha haguf levado, ulaachar misa tehei nigmeres hamatana. The matana is nigmar. It's one fluid process, even though we're splitting the guf and the peiros. So Rabbi Yehuda says you got to write that. Mehayom ulachar misa. Rabbi Yosi Omer einu tzarich. You don't have to. Why not? As we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Shita, we have this way back, beginning above Metzia, Zvano Shoshtar Mochiach Alav. Rabbi Yosi Svara is, as we'll see, if you write a date in the shtar, why else would you write a date if you don't want something to occur from today? So it's as if you wrote Mehayom, if you write the date. So you don't even have to write Mehayom. It is automatic. That is Rabbi Yosi Shita. A shtar, what if you didn't write Mehayom according to the Tanakama, or if you didn't write the date according to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't work. Why? Ein shtar lachar misa. A shtar cannot work after a person's dead. Why? Why not? Why can't a shtar work lachar misa? So that's interesting, two different opinions in the Mefarshim. If you look in the Rashbam here, it sounds like because you don't have reshus over your property after a person dies. That's what it says. You don't have reshus. It goes automatically to your Yarshim. If you want to give something to someone else, so you don't have reshus, says the Rashbam. You don't own it anymore. It doesn't sound like there's a fundamental problem here with the person, with the Gavra. It just sounds like he doesn't have, this is what other Mefarshim also say in other contexts, you don't have reshus over this. That's the Rashbam and others. But if you look in Rashi in Ksubis, Tav Beis. Beis and Beis, Rashi has three words. Ein Hamesim Megarshim. Right? Why can't you give a Gelach Hamesah? Because somebody who's dead cannot divorce their wife anymore. It's nothing to do with properties and who owns what. Ein Mesim Megarshim, says Rashi. And if you look in the, I saw one of the Achronim, Achronim here in the Birei Hadaf, it's interesting, why does Rashi have to give that answer there? Ein Mesim Megarshim. Elsewhere, you see Rashi agrees with his grandson, right, the Rashbam, that it's a problem, it's just a monetary issue, a technical issue. And here he says, Ein Mesim Megarshim, he's got to give a fundamental issue, boom, don't think it's going to happen. Is there a Havamina why we thought it would have happened by Gerushin, and therefore you have to give this really strong answer? So explains one of the Achronim, the Ayelas HaShachar, that Regabe Get, based on a base mayor, he said, by Get, I might have said a Svara that you can't divorce after Misa. Because you see from another Halacha that there is a connection. There's still some type of Ishus issue that stays after Misa. Where? Zekuka Liyavam. So what does that mean? The man dies, and now his wife cannot get remarried until Yivam or Chalitza is done. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Obviously, the dead guy has something to do with it. There's still some type of connection. So there, you might have said, oh, it's not that the man exists, la'achar misa. But there's some type of connection, la'achar misa, which would mandate him taking care of his, he's still connected to his wife. Kamashlan, that's why Rashi has to say there, ein shtar, ein mesa megarshim. That's why one has to say that. Fascinating ha'ara, that dafka, there you might think there's a connection. A person dies, he has no connection to his money anymore. But by gershin, by yishus, maybe he does. The Gemara is beginning of Sechas Kedushin, first parak, talk about what are ways, do you need a makar that misas habal allows the woman to get remarried? But do you need a makar for that? So Gemara quotes a pasuk. You need a pasuk? A pasuk? When you say it's automatic, the guy's dead. Right? So Gemara quotes a pasuk. So the same issue is brought up there. Is there a concept of zika even after the person dies? Right? The Gemara asks, what about Ishto Shel Eliyahu? Right? Eliyahu just went up in a chariot of fire. Could she get remarried? Not Dafka, but that's what the Gemara talks about. Ishtar Shel Eliyahu. Okay. Good. Let's continue. So that is first machlokas. First machlokas in the Gemara. Does one have to write mehayom? The Tanakhama says yes, and Rabbi Yossi says no. Next, hakosiv nechasav libno la'achar moso. If a father now writes to his son, no previous marriage, just one marriage. He writes that he wants to give his son property now, so he gives him the guf today, and the father can still eat the peiros. So the Mishnah says it's kind of in limbo. Ha'av in yocholim kar b'nei she'in k'suvin l'ben. V'abein in yocholim kar b'nei she'in b'rishas ha'av. Neither of them are allowed to sell it because they both own part of it. Right? The father owns the peiros and the son owns the guf, so neither of them can sell it. Machar ha'av michurin ad she'yamos. What if the father decides to sell it? Then the sale does continue. Sale does continue, meaning the lokeach, the buyer, can eat peiros until the father dies. The second the father dies, boom, it goes to the son. Because the understanding was that the son gets the guf today and the peiros when the father dies. So here, he could sell it for the interim until achiyam, until the father dies. Machar haben, but if the opposite takes place, if the son dies, if the son sells it, ein lokeach b'hem klum achiyam sa'av. If the son sells it, the lokeach can't do anything because the father owns the peiros in the interim. Once the father dies, so then it goes to the lokeach. The Ritva adds on the first line, where if the father sells it, then the buyer keeps it until the father dies, and then the son gets it. That's pretty, the buyer, that's a sale for 5 years. Says the Ritva, this is obviously only if either the buyer knew about this deal, and he said, you know what, okay, so I'll take it for 5 years, or he agrees to it now. But if he complains, then it's a mekachtos. If he complains, hey, I realize this, and I want this forever, I don't want this for 5 years, then he's allowed to say it's a mekachtos, and he could renege on the whole deal. So it's only mechurim achayamus if the buyer agrees. Pirishim yirtze halokeh. Sheilo lo yirtze chozer bro mevatel mekach. If he doesn't want it, he can just be mevatel the whole thing. Tekiva dezavin le stam guf uperos mashmalei lokeach. If I buy something, I assume it's mine. Period. On all levels. Tekiva and shelo yada de'enlo ela peros avalei mevatos. V'lo shayach acha eino nala karkos. This isn't shayach to the issue of eino nala karkos. Why? Ona means that when you buy something and you got ripped off a little bit in the price. But if you bought the wrong thing, that's not ona. That's called mekachtos. And therefore the whole thing is chozerbo. So therefore, that is halacha. Zet borer, says the Ritva. And then he adds on one other point also. V'nirin kedivrei haomer, it also appears like the opinion who says, machlokas rishonim, she'afilu chazer ha'av v'yarsha olacha min aben. What happens if the father sold it? So right now we say it stays with the buyer until the father dies. And then the son died. The son died. So then it goes back to the father. Do we say that it's just like the other way? If the son sells it and then the father dies, then it automatically goes to the buyer. What happens in this way? The father sold it, and then the son dies, so the father inherited it, or the son sold it back to the father. You know what says the Ritva? The buyer doesn't automatically get it. Because at the moment of the sale, he knew what he was getting up until this time. That's it. He only gets till this time. In the other case where the son sold it, so the buyer knows he's going to get it later. So it's going to be automatic later. But here he thinks that's it. It's only up till now. So even if the father gets it back, ein lelokeach klum. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. That's an important point, which is a discussion in the Rishonim, aval hacha shekvar chal amekach al haperos v'daito shelo machar ela zechuso ein kan chshash kriyas gazlan u'delokai behem nusay. There's no problem. Okay, vayter. So that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, v'chikasa me'ayom alachar misa mayhavi. So what? The Tanakhama said if you write as me'ayom alachar misa that it works. What do you mean? Why should it work? V'atnan looking gittin me'ayom alachar misa get ve'eno get. By get, if I give a get me'ayom alachar misa, it's a suffix yet, because I have no idea what I mean. Why? Because I say, a person says mehayom, and that says la'achar misa. Is that a chazara? Is that a chazara that he wants to only give the get after he dies and he can't, and therefore it's no get? Or is that an addition? He's not being chozer bo, but he wants it to kick in a minute before he dies. So we don't know if it's a good get or not, so it's a suffix. Therefore, if he does die, you don't know if she's a grusha or an almana, and therefore you got to do chalisa. So how could you say Me'ayom Malach Hamisa works? Isn't that a Suffolk Lashon? And now we're saying it is a good Lashon? So Gemara answers, no. Over there by get, it's a real suffix. Why? Because you can't split up a get. You can't have a half get. Aval hacha, hachi kamarle, but by mamanis, no problem. Mehayom lachar misa, we say he's referring to two different things. Gufei kani mehayom, peyro lachar misa. So therefore, by mamanis, it is not a problem. The Rashbam here says, Rashbam says, Lashon is, you can't have a, you can't have a split, gotta find it, okay, I'm not finding the Lashon now. He says, yeah, fourth to last skinny line. The name of mixas haget me'ayom, mixas la'acher misa. You can't have a mixas get. Doesn't work by get. So therefore, there's no way to interpret his words, so we don't know what he means. Is he being chozer bo, or is he adding? So therefore, it is a suffix. Mashen kin kan, it is clear what it might mean. The Ritva's Lashon again. Aval baget she'i efshar lachatsa'in havi suffix mugureshes. The Rashba and the Ritva both quote, though, a Yerushalmi. The Rashalmi says, maybe it means, mehayom alach hamisa by get. There is a case of chatsoin. Maybe it means you divorce today, but your earnings stay with me until I die. Mehayom alach hamisa, mehayom megureshes, and lach hamisa, maisi adayim. Does that work, asks the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi answers, lo matzinu isha la'echad u'maisi adeha la'acher. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Lo matzina, what does that mean? So the Ritva explains, because if you keep Maisi Adayim, that's what's called a shiur begin. You left something over in your connection, and therefore that's not a good get. We learned many times in Maseches Gittin, you need a davar kakores, bein olavina. It's got to be a cut. It's got to be a total break. Anything that can, you're married, you're divorced, except for the fact that you still, you know, have this shibu to me, this obligation. That's not a divorce. Or I still have this obligation to you. Either way, that's not a divorce. And here too, if a person keeps the Maisi Adayim, Techi Mishayer b'Maisi Adeha, Mishayer Gamkin Schus Begufa, Ki Mishayer Deka L'Peirosav, L'Fi She'in Schus Maisi Adeha Shal Ish Al Ish, Ela Machmas Ishus. So therefore, that cannot work. That suggestion of keeping the Maisi Adayim. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Ein otzar. So Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to say the lashon of Me'ayom Malach Hamisa. Rabbi Baravu Achalash.
That's why she's suffering Mugureshes.
Why she's suffering Mugureshes?
There's no Havamina that.
There's no Havamina that we can understand both words, but it could be that he's just saying Lach Hamisa. That really, I want to give this get. You know, I want to be Chozer Bo. I mean, the Rashbam says it. What's the first Rashbam on the Gemara? Shema Kach Amar Me'achshav Yehiget Imamus. Right now, it should be a get. Odilma Mahadek Ahadav Ve'in Gel Lach Hamisa. So you don't know. You don't know why he said that. Good. Two dots. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Baravua Chalash. Rabbi Baravua was sick. Ola Gabi Rav Huna Rav Nachman. They went to visit him. Amale Rav Huna Rav Nachman. So what do? When we go visit somebody, we schmooze with them. And you have to see what the person needs. Biker Cholim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Can you do Biker Cholim on the phone? You're obviously missing an element because part of the chiyuv is to physically help the person, physically. So at least it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing doing it, doing any Bein Adam L'Chaveiro on the phone, doing Nicham Avelim on the phone, doing Bikur Cholim on the phone. So Rav Huna says, Rav Nachman, Bo Minei Halach Rabbi Yossi, Ein Halach Rabbi Yossi. They spoke about Torah there too. They met each other at the hospital. So they said, you know, ask him. Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, you know, go ask Rabba. Go ask him who the Halacha is like. Is halacha like Rabbi Yossi or not? So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, "Taimed Rabbi Yossi lo yadana halacha iboy minei." I don't even know what the svar is. I'm going to ask him what the halacha is like. You know what's probably going to happen? I'm going to ask him what the halacha is like. He's going to say, "What's the reason?" I don't want to do that. I'm going to be embarrassed. I don't even know what the svar is. I can't ask him what the halacha is like. So Amar Lei, he says, "No, at boy minei I halacha olo v'taima no amin halacha." You go ask him what the halacha is like, and I'll explain to you afterwards what the reason is. It's funny. Why doesn't Rav Huna just ask him himself? Unclear. Like sometimes we have this thing in our head. Like, you know, you make the phone call. Like we force our spouse to do it. Now you do it. What do I do it? You do it. Right, so here's like, no, you ask him. You ask him. And I'll explain afterwards. I'll help out. So fine. That's what happened. Boy minei amar lei hachi amar Rav halach Rav Yossi. He asked him. He says, yeah, halach is like Rav Yossi. Meaning we paskin that you don't have to write me hayom. Labasar denafku after they went out. Amar leis, and he said, okay, hayinu time of Yosi to Amar zmanu shel shtar mochiach alav. The fact that there's a date in the shtar that reflects on what type of shtar it is, it's as if it said mei hayom. Tani nami hachi, Rabbi Yosi Omer, and Ratzarach, but Menisha Shemana Shoshtar Mochiach Alav. Rabbi Yosi also says it. Do we pass on like Rabbi Yosi? We had a couple of days ago, remember? If it says halacha in the Gemara, what does it mean? If it says halacha in the Mishnah, what does it mean? So it says, if it says halacha in the Mishnah, we don't pass in that way. But if it says halacha, excuse me, in the Gemara, Lachor means that. And so too here, we do paskin like Rabbi Yosi. The question is, do we pass like Rabbi Yosi across the board? Because there is, the Rashbam and other Rishonim quote a stira between different Gemaras, whether Rav paskins like Rabbi Yosi or not. And the Rashbam, a number of answers had to deal with stiras. The stiras between whether we pass like Rabbi Yosi, Zvanas Shoshtar Mochiach Alav, or not. One way to get out of it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth wide line in the Rashbam, end of the line, Chumra Da'arayos. In all the cases where we're machmer to require actually writing Mehayom and not relying on Rabbi Yosi, is Chumra Da'arayos. We're being machmer. Me'ikar Adin, we don't need it, but it's a Chumra of Ishus and Arayos. The Rif has a little different lashon. He doesn't just call it Chumra Ba'arayos, but he says, Me'ikar Hadin. We have to wear machmir there. Me'ikir hadin. It's not just a minhag to be machmir, but the Rif says it's me'ikir hadin. One must be machmir. That is the Rashbam and a little expansion by the Rif. If you Rav Nachshon Gaon, Rav Nachshon Ben Aminadav, he was already one of the Gaonim had his name. Rav Nachshon Gaon, quoted here in the Rif, says that no, he was Chozerbo. He was Chozerbo. He was Chozerbo to Paskin against Rav Yosi. Says, V'chazina l'mixas ravasa. The shani, that answer, lo dummy, no, I'm sorry, that's the Rif's only answer. Lo dummy matana l'get, t'hacha mamona v'hacha isura. V'taima de mistabaru. That's the Rif, who says there's a difference, me'ikra din, between mamonis and isurim. But then he quotes, V'rav nachshon gaon palig. V'amar hacha nehigim m'sifta k'rab Yehuda. V'yafila b'mamon. Ketakonis Rav Begitin. No, Me'ikar Adin, in the yeshivas, you know what they paskin says of Nachshon? Me'hayom alachami. So you have to write it against Rav Yosi. So according to him, it was a chazara. Right? Even though it says halacha here, that he said it was halacha, really, he was chozerbo. Good. Vaiter, boimine, Rava, me Rav Nachmin, behakna'o mahu. What about hakna'o? What does hakna'a mean? The Rashbam explains. What if written in the shtar that a kinyan took place, but the shtar is not a shtar kinyan? You write in the shtar that this man did a kinyan chalipin with the edim in order to transfer the land, but it's not a shtar hakna'a. So in that case, do you have to write mehayom? In that case, hakna'a mahu. So amar lei hakna'a yinosar. No, you don't have to, because a kinyan was done. If a kinyan, the shtar records that a kinyan was already done, then you don't have to write me a yom. Obviously, it kicks in. Rav Papi Amar, ikak nisa de tzarech, ikak nisa de lo tzarech, it depends. It depends what the lashon is. Aknaye v'kanina mine lo tzarech. If the shtar says, aknaye v'kanina mine lo tzarech, but if it's the opposite, kanina mine v'aknaye tzarech. What's the difference? So the Rashbam explains, like Rov Rishonim, it doesn't mean that this is one phrase written in the shtar. Aknai is written at the beginning of the shtar, Kanina Mine is written at the end of the shtar. Aknai is the command. Be makne. That's what the man tells the agent. Be makne. So once the command is given, we can assume it was done. Why are you recording that it was done? The Kanina Mine? That's extra. Oh, it's extra? It must be to tell me that it should be functioned from today. That's why it's extra, and that's why you don't have to write Mehayom. But the opposite, Kanina Mine, if you write in the opposite order, so then it must be Kanimine is just the regular Lashon, it was done, and then the Aknai at the end is just summing up the Shtar, everything that was written up till now, which is a halacha in certain cases. You have to sum it up in the last line. So there's nothing extra, so lo tzarech, so you don't know. So you have to write Mehayom in that case. Uvedukhran pisgame tahavi ban pana pligi. If a star that just says, this is what took place, an occurrence, dukhran pisgame, these things, we're in front of us, pligi. If there's no kinya written in there, that's when you have the issue of having to write me a yom or not. Amar of Kahana, Amritash Lashvaitza Kameh Derezid Minarda, I said this in front of Rizvid, the Amarlin, he said to me, Atun Hachi Mastisala, you had it as a question and answer. Anan Hachi Mastinala, we had it as a statement. Amar Rava, Amar of Nachmin, Pahakna Inotzarach. It wasn't a question of hakna, and then the answer was given. He made a statement. You don't need to buy hakna. Bein akne v'kanini minei, bein kanini minei v'akne. It doesn't matter what the order is. Lo tzarech. That's what he says. Rava says. But duchran piskame davi ban pana pligi. But if you just have a shtar that says these are the things that happened, then there is an argument. Right? We know that v'kanini minei, right? Weddings have made that famous. Right, that's when we write that's what's left out in the ksuba, and we fill it in. Many fill it in after the kinyan is done. Many fill it after the kinyan is done. After the following story occurred, I followed my Rabbi Willick, one of his. He says fill in v'kanina right away. V'kanina, it's not signed yet. You don't have to wait to fill in v'kanina until after the chassan, you know, does the kinyan. The shtar doesn't kick in until the edim sign it. So you could fill it in just like the rest of the shtar isn't true yet. So fill in v'kanina, and then the edim won't sign until after the kinyan. A friend of mine was a rabbi in a certain shul. He was once eating. He went to somebody's house for something, and he sees they have this big beautiful ksuba on the wall, and he said, "Oh, beautiful ksuba, handwritten, whatever." And he sees it signed, but there's no v'kanina. It's left out. 5 years after they're married, 10 years after they're married. It was left out. Uh-oh. So the kinyan was never filled in. So either the Edom signed it, and it does not say in the shtar that the chassin accepted the responsibilities. Gotta fix that day. Gotta fix it that day. So I'll show you exactly what to do in that case. But Lamaisa, you know how you solve that problem? When the Masada Kedushin is filling in all the stuff, before the wedding, to do it then! Fill in the kanina. Don't leave it. Okay, there is a minag Yisrael many places to leave it. But if you want to be safe, you know, do that. Some people, there's a minag of Yerushalayim to do it under the chuppah. Under the chuppah. Some in Eretz Yisrael do it there. And the Edom sign it under the chuppah. But again, me'ikar hadin. I remember one time I was doing a wedding and I filled it in and there was a rav there that came in and he's like, oh. He was all upset. I said, this is what my Rebbeim say, so it's okay. And there's, he said, oh. I'm like, is there a halachic problem with it? Right? So you can't give me a halachic problem against the Messiah. Okay, against the Messiah. Is it Messiah where people, it might be a chash of a risk? Right? You might forget, so therefore, that could override. Okay. That's where the Kanina comes up in modern shtars. Vaiter, second to last line. Hakozim nechasav libino lachamosa. Right? So we have the case of somebody writes their nechasim to his son, meayom lachamisa, neither of them could sell it. Itmar. Here it is. Machra ben b'chayav, v'mesa ben b'chayav. What about this case? The son sells it. So the son sells it. The buyer's supposed to get it after the father dies. But what happens if the son died first? If the son died first, so now, does it revert back to the father forever? The kinyan aguf that he gave the son? Or no? So machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer does not get it. Why? Because the son died. The father gets everything back. Rish Lakish Amar Kana Lokeach. No, the buyer does get it. What's the machlok is about? Famous. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lokana Lokeach. Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer does not get it. Why? Kinyan Peros ka Kinyan Aguftami. The Kinyan Peros that the father has is very strong. It's like a Kinyan Aguf. And therefore the son really didn't have rights to sell it. And therefore if he died after he sold it, then it reverts back to the father. Rish Lakish Amar Kana. No. Lokeach. Lokeach gets a Kinyan Peros Lav Kinyan Aguf. If the father gave over the kinyan aguf, so then the son has a real hold, and therefore he could have sold it, and when the father dies, it eventually goes to the lokeach. Right, there's a lot of lumdas here. Rishmuel Rozovsky writes in that the way that you formulate the machlokas is, Rabbi Yochanan Savar Shahabailim Ha'ikariyim Hu Bal Kinyan Peiris. Why? What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? If you could use it, that reflects ownership. That's why Kinyan Peiros is the key. If you could use it, if you don't have any expression of bailus, you only own it formally, then that's not called a Kinyan. He doesn't quote it, but it's similar to the concept of Isurei Hana'ah. Some Rishonim say, if something's Asur Bahana, I don't really own it. Why? Because you can't use it. If you can't use it, you don't own it. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. While Rish Lakish says, no, if you're bailum on the guf, that is good enough in certain ways, and therefore you have control. You're going to have usage in 10 years from now. So therefore, if you know you're going to have usage 10 years from now, that's good enough. Kinyan aguf, kikinyan, kinyan peiros, kikinyan aguf dami, or laf kinyan aguf dami. But that is a very important sugya, right? That's the Reb Shmuel. That says the Gemara, They already argued about this in a different context. The Itmar, we learned, Hamokhar Zeva Peiris, if I sell my field, and now somebody could eat the fruit off of it, Rabbi Yochanan maybe Vakore, Rishlakashamar maybe Enokore. Rabbi Yochanan says, the person who's eating the fruit has to bring the Bikurim and even do the Mikra Bikurim, which is Al Hadama Shahsatali that you gave me. And Reish Lakish says, no, you don't do the Kriya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar maybe v'kore, k'sarvach sinin peiris k'inin aguftami. Reish Lakish Amar maybe v'eino kore, k'inin peiris l'akikinin aguftami. So why do they have to argue both here by kinyin of father-son and there by Bikurim? So Amar l'chor Rabbi Yochanan, no. Afal gavda ba'alma k'inin peiris k'inin aguftami. Each one of them has a chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan would say, even though in general k'inin peiris is k'inin aguf, ha'cha itzrich, here by the father-son, I need a special makar. Why? I might have thought that when the father gives the kinyan aguf to the son, he really wants his son to have it. It's above and beyond what usually occurs. So even though he keeps the kinyan peiros, maybe he wants to give this to the son very much. Kamash malan, the chiddush is no. Same rules apply. And the opposite. Even though generally we say it's lavki kinyan aguf, here we need it. Why? Here he's keeping the fruit. So anybody who's keeping something for himself keeps it. By Bikurim, you're giving the fruit. So therefore, it's a big difference. Kamash malon. That's why you need the machlokas in both cases. There is a machlokas here between Rashbam and Tosvos. The fact that you can't do the kriya, because maybe the kore, you can't do the kriya, so it's not yours. So why do you have to bring it in the first place? If it's not yours, why do you have to bring the Bikurim in the first place? Asher nasatali. So the Rashbam says it's because it's learned that from two different psukim. One is asher nasatali. One is. Admascha and one's Asher Nasatali. Right? So they're doing two different stories. Tosa says, what's the difference between Admascha and Nasatali? They're both my field. So Tosa says, the Hava is a Takana Durabanan. So that you're not mavaze in these fruit. Tosa says, Dira Maschal, maybe. Tiknu midurabanan lahavi mishum kinyan peiros. You're using it. Kinyan peiros, bring it midurabanan so you're not mavaze. Okay, tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we will start with Bikurim. We'll talk a little bit about Bikurim. Fascinating that seems to be at least four potential mitzvos that could be counted by Bikurim. The Hafrasha, the Hava'a, the Nisina, and the Kriya. Four. How many mitzvos do people count? Do Rishonim count? Which Rishonim put which ones together? So, Beis Hashem, we'll talk about that, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. Again, today's Shia was sponsored. L'zeicha Nishmas, Yosef, Le'ilu Nishmas, Yosef Rafal Ben Isar.